This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Yagnihotri-Madholkar.
If you like to race, whether on a bicycle or with your own 2 feet, spring is a very busy time in Northwest Arkansas and Western Arkansas.
Yes, we've heard from race organizers from around the region, and there is a lot going on.
If you are itching to run a 5K, there is one actually tomorrow night. We'll tell you about that in a minute. But in reverse order, what's coming up in the next few weeks?
Mm-hmm. The Spirit Challenge 5K run will be organized Saturday, May 19th at McNair Middle School in Fayetteville. The event is being presented by the school in partnership with Fayetteville Public Schools. Proceeds from the event will benefit Special Olympics of Arkansas. The event also hopes to raise awareness regarding health issues amongst students and provide them with learning opportunities. The Spirit Challenge 5K run is Saturday, May 19th from 8 until 9:30 a.m. Race day registration will begin at 7 a.m. The event will also feature a team challenge where schools, businesses, and groups can form teams to help raise money for Special Olympics. For questions or information, spiritchallenge@sbcglobal.net or 530-8084.
For cycling enthusiasts, the Joe Martin Stage Race will be held April 26th until the 29th. That takes place in Fayetteville. The race, formerly known as the Fayetteville Spring Classic, began in 1978. It's since grown into one of the top national race calendar and amateur cycling events in the country. It involves prize money of over $50,000 in cash, more than $10,000 in merchandise over the four-day, four-event pro elite category and two-day, three-stage amateur category races. Close to 700 athletes from 20 countries and all over the U.S. are expected to attend the race. If you want to know more about the Joe Martin, you can go to joemartinstagerace.com.
The third annual Autism Is Me, or AIM 5K Run and Fun Walk, is this Saturday, April 21st at Grace Point Church in Bentonville. The run, organized by the Northwest Arkansas Autism Support Group, seeks to benefit Northwest Arkansas families affected by autism. The proceeds, split into mini-grants, will help provide equipment, therapy classes, and educational opportunities to these families. The event this Saturday will take place from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. Individuals can choose to run the competitive 5K race or participate in the 1 mile family walk. Pre-registration is $25 and is open until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Registration on the day of the event is $35. Over 600 people have already registered for the walk and 5K event. More information is available at aimwalk.org or nwaautismsupport.com.
The 2012 Boston Marathon, which was held Monday, was a bit harder than last year thanks to temperatures that hit the mid to higher 80s. The weather forecast prompted event organizers to send a cautionary email to participants prior to the event asking them to consider dropping out. Fayetteville's Ben Putman, who participated in the event this year and the last, says the heat prompted him to slow down a bit.
So last year I ran 2 hours 49 minutes and 3 seconds, and it was a cool 55 degrees with a slight tailwind. But this year it was about 87 degrees when I crossed the finish line. I ran 2 hours 51 minutes and 47 seconds.
Putman, who finished 252nd overall in the Boston Marathon, is also one of the race directors for Cow Paddy Run, to be held in Fayetteville tomorrow. The Cow Paddy is a historic Fayetteville run which was revived last year by Putman and Max Mailer. Last year, the event raised more than $6,000 to benefit the Fayetteville Public Education Foundation.
So the Cow Paddy run benefits not only the Fayetteville Public Education Foundation, which distributes money based on teacher requests, but it also will benefit schools directly. Another thing that we're doing differently this year is encouraging the schools to attend and then awarding money to the school with the largest attendance. So whenever you sign up, you can choose the school that you want to run for, and then roughly 25% of all proceeds will go to the school that brings in the most people.
The Cow Paddy event also features an all-grass course this year, in addition to being organized by the Cow Paddy Foundation, a 501k nonprofit organization.
Online registration for the event is now closed. However, interested individuals can visit the Bacrat Outdoor Center during normal business hours today for pre-registration or register tomorrow at the event. That'll take place at Gully Park in Fayetteville between 4 and 5:30 p.m. Participation fee for the 5K run is $25 and the 1 mile run is $10. More information is available at cowpaddyrun.com.